Hey, you guys. Welcome. It's Denise Walsh. I'm super glad to have you here. I am live in the Become a Dream Life coaching group, as well as on YouTube. And then this always gets repurposed and posted again on the podcast, Coaching for Coaches. So welcome. Wherever you are listening, I'm super glad to have you here. Today, I'm going to do a quick solo episode and give you some tools to overcome one of the biggest things, I think, or the biggest hurdles that new coaches have. And now, a few weeks ago, we talked about the three myths that new coaches overcome, like some things that are just not true about the coaching world and that can stop you. So be sure to go back and listen to that. But today I'm going to share with you one of the biggest hurdles. And if you've ever had this as a hurdle for you, I would love for you to post in the comments below. If you are listening in the Facebook group, you do have to press facebook.com/StreamYard. And then it will show up. Your name will show up. Otherwise, it just says Facebook for me. So anyway, if you are listening, I'd love for you to share your name, where you're from, and all that good stuff in the comments. And let me know if you have ever been stopped in your tracks due to imposter syndrome. Yep. Anybody? Yeah. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story and the imposter syndrome that I experienced, and then what I notice when I'm working with new coaches. And so my name is Denise. As you know, I am a clinical psychologist turned dream life coach. And I spent 5 years working in community mental health. And when I was working in community mental health in my 20s, it was really difficult clients. I had about 80 clients on my caseload. I had tons of different groups, like 5 to 7 groups at a time that I was leading throughout the week, anger management and depression group. And I led a trauma group and all these different types of things. And I was working with people with lots of different mental health disorders and a lot of family and generational things. And it was really heavy. And as you can imagine, I experienced imposter syndrome, like a bit of shell shock. Like, can I actually do this? Do I have the ability to do this? And do I know enough, right? Have you guys ever experienced that? Do I know enough to do this work? We've got 100%. Hey, Liz, welcome. Hey, Chrissy, glad to see you here. And so for me in that world, I had my master's in clinical psychology. I had all the training essentially, but I didn't necessarily have the practice, the skills, the you know, in-person experience. And so as I was developing that through those 5 years, I remember I got called to court. So in this situation, it was a situation where the children were getting taken away, from what I remember. And I had to basically say, this client did or did not show up for their appointments. They did or did not attend their sessions. They did or did not participate. They did or did not see growth. You know, like, you never want to say something wrong when you're on the stand. It was my first time. Have you guys ever been on the stand before? Oh my gosh, I was sweating bullets. Whew. And so I remember I was in the courtroom and I had my notes and I was, you know, as prepared as you can be. And they said, here is the mental health expert, Denise Walsh. And I was like, who are you talking about? Me? Oh, I guess I'm an expert. Okay. Today I'm an expert. And I walked up on that stand and I mean, I don't know. I'm sure I would have done better years later if I wasn't so nervous and had done it a few times, right? A few times under your belt. But I went up there and I said, I guess what deems you an expert is deciding, kind of deciding. Now, I'm going to give you a few, three specific steps on how to actually feel like an expert. But the first thing is you have to decide, like, I'm a coach. This is what I want to do. I help people through coaching. Another quick story is when I stepped outside of clinical psychology and I started my side business. I was doing both at the same time. and I was in network marketing, and I went to a networking event, and I said, I'm a clinical psychologist, and I also happen to sell these random products, you know, with my side hustle. Now, reality, was I there to build my psychology business, you know, with community mental health at this networking meeting? No, I was not. I was there to build my side hustle. But what did I say? I said, I am a clinical psychologist and I happen to also have this side hustle. And so guess what? Nobody listened to me and I didn't make any sales. Like it was very much like, oh, cool, good for you. And they moved on, right? So I get in the car and I turn down the music and I'm just feeling a bit upset, like disappointed. And I start to realize, like, if I don't think I'm an entrepreneur, if I don't believe that this is what I do, how are they going to believe it too? And so again, I had a decision to make. I had to decide, like, I am a coach. This is number one, something I want to do. This is my head, heart, feet, right? Head is something I want to. This is my desire. This is my dream. But heart is, this is who I am. And the reality is if you were thinking about becoming a coach, let me know if you think this is true about you and your story. You probably have already been coaching people in your life, potentially for free, for years, right? Are you the person that people come to when they've got questions? Are you the person that is always interested in personal development and growth and psychology and why people do the things they do and maybe trauma and healing, and you're always deep diving? I got a thing in the mail today, just today. It says understanding, what did it, the exact ones like, but like brain health, the neurology of the brain or that kind of thing. And I've gotten these for years. And with my network marketing business, I really didn't have a reason to go. But now as a dream life coach, I'm like, oh, this is what has always interested me. And now I get to really participate because everything I learn, I get to reteach back to you. So needless to say, the first things first is imposter syndrome is an identity shift. It's just an identity shift, and your identity is shifting into something new, and you haven't done it yet, and it's new, and you're bumping up against your comfort zone, right? And so your identity goes, ooh, am I somebody that's a coach? Like when you first work out, would you say I'm a runner? It took me a few years to go, I'm a runner. I run. That's what I do. I'm a runner. It can take a bit. Bumping outside your comfort zone, eventually you go, I'm a coach. And so start telling yourself that I am a coach. I am somebody who coaches people, whether it's in my everyday life, whether it's I'm a manager at work and people come to me, whether it's with the other moms at the lunch table or whatever the case may be. I am somebody that people go to for support. And my guess is that if you're in this group and you have the desire to become a coach, that is true for you. You have already been somebody that people come to. Now, so with that being said, number one, it is normal. It's a piece of the process. It's just an identity shift and you're shifting and growing into that next step. So remember that it's a part of the process and it's okay. You know, like I think sometimes people will say to me, oh, I felt anxious or XYZ happened. And so that is a sign that I'm not supposed to do this. Or maybe I'm not a coach because I feel fear or whatever it could be. I don't know. And typically after listening, I say, actually, it's just a part of the game. It's just a part of how it goes because it's new and that's okay. So we don't have to give it as much clout. It's just a part of how it goes. When I wrote my book, first of all, I was like, who am I to write a book? Second of all, I wanted to kind of weave in faith within it. And then I didn't feel good enough for that. Like, I'm not a pastor. How can I weave in faith? Somebody going to tell me I like interpreted the Bible wrong? Or are they going to, you know, who knows? And then I thought, I'm just sharing my story. And I went to Wheaton, which is a Christian college. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Right? It's so needless to say, anytime you hit up against your comfort zone and you're doing something new, you're going to feel it. It's just a part of how it works. And so we want to grow that comfort zone and shift that identity so that it feels more comfortable. That's all we're doing. So repeat after me, post in the comments. I am a coach. I am a great coach. I've already coached people in my life. The reason I feel called to this is because I'm already doing it. It's already a strength of mine. And then I want you to reinforce it by really thinking about all the ways you already coach people, all the successes you've already had, all of the times people have come to you. You know, who calls you when they are in need, right? Does your sister call you when she needs something? Does somebody, they have advice or they need advice or they're feeling down or they're wishy-washy on something? They call you, right? Yes, exactly. I am a great coach. That's exactly it. And the more that we say it and we grow that comfort zone, the more comfortable it's going to feel. So reinforce it, right? Reinforce it. How am I already a good coach? And you can write this down. Now, it may sound silly to do that, but it's important because the more that we write, it shifts our nervous system. The more that we say things out loud, it reverberates throughout our entire body and shifts our nervous system, which grows our comfort zone. And so I'm a great coach. I already coach people. The reason people already come to me is because I'm naturally gifted in this. This is something I naturally do. I love it, you know, whatever, whatever. The third thing that we want to do, hold on. Okay. The third thing that we want to do is we might need to learn new skills. So part of the reason why it feels uncomfortable is because number one, it's new. And number two, we're shifting our identity. So we want to claim that, right? And shift it along with it. But also we may still feel like we've need some skills. Like we are new to it. So we need to learn. And so in the certification program that I offer, I give you the what to do with clients, right? The things I've used for 20 years that have helped people heal through trauma, gain massive clarity, change their life in a plethora of ways. You know, we're a month in to 90-day U-turn in one group and one girl's already moving because she's been like, I've been wanting to do this for years and now I finally feel confident. And like so much can change in 3 months in 90-day U-turn if you let it. But you got to do it. You got to learn. You have to actually do some potential research or take a class or learn the skills. Okay. And so we give you the foundation, that next step to learn the skills so you can have that foundation of what to do. So you're not just living off your own personal experience, but you do have a foundational skill that you can utilize with your clients. And then the top way to bust through imposter syndrome is to do it. Your identity will shift more when you're doing it. So the more that you do it, the more that you will feel sparked. You'll be recognized, this is what I'm supposed to do. So much coaching confidence happens when you're doing the work. And so Liz, I know you mentioned this before on one of our coaching corner calls, that if there's a few weeks where you don't have a session with somebody, it's like it can fade away and then you get insecure again. But when you have clients on your calendar, your coaching confidence skyrockets. And so within the certification program, not only do we have 3 months of you really embracing and embodying the content by doing it yourself, so you have your own experiences, you heal so much on your own. You grow so much on your own in the first 3 months, but then you come back and do it again and you have the ability to coach others. The support coach role is it's becoming one of my favorite pieces to the Dream Life certification puzzle because coaching confidence happens here. You help facilitate breakouts. I assign you to clients that you get to practice with and work with throughout the course of the program. And then within a month of being certified and ending that support coach role, you get to launch your own 90-day U-turn. Why? Because you already know it. You already love it. You already believe in it. You've seen yourself grow and you've also seen your support clients grow. And so you have high belief that this program and the content that you sell works. And so Dream Life coaches have the ability to go through it themselves, practice, and then sell it, which means people start to make money within 4 months. Because even as a support coach, you're able to bring people in. And then as you launch your new business, you're launching your own 90-day return. You're launching something that you believe in. And you don't have to spend time trying to figure it out on your own. As a certified coach, you can do whatever you want with the content down the line, right? Like you can make your own stuff. You can create your own thing. But what I've found is most people, if they jump straight into action and launching their own 90-day U-turn, their confidence continues to skyrocket. And then they don't have time to get into self-doubt and then second guess and wonder, right? Because they're taking action and they're seeing results. Action brings confidence every day, every day. And again, it's not like life's glorious and you never have any downfalls, but you don't have time as you're launching and as you're talking to people and you're opening the doors, you don't have time to second guess yourself because you know that what you have is powerful and you know that it's amazing. So Liz, yes, it really was. The support coach role is so pivotal and purposeful. Yeah, I love it. It's really true. I have found so much growth happens in those 3 months as well. So not only are people growing in the first 3 months as a 90-day U-turn client, but also in the support coach role. It's like, if I, you know what they like, if people really knew, that's how I feel about this. Like if people really want to become a coach and they want to do it quickly and they want to have powerfully effective content on their fingertips and build their coaching confidence and launch their own full-blown 90-day U-turn in 6 months, like we will, you can do that. And it speeds up the learning process because you don't have time to second guess. The roadmap is like proven and follow the recipe and it works. And you will start your own coaching business in 6 months. It's a game changer. And so if you are like, this is what I want, but I'm not sure. And I'm second guessing and I don't know. Comment coach below and let's talk and let's see if the certification and business program is a great fit for you. And I think that what you'll find is that if you want to grow in your skills and have the support of other coaches doing what you want to do, you are going to level up. You don't have time to get in your head. You don't have time to second guess and wonder because you are not only putting things on your calendar, but you've got the accountability to do so. So put coach in the comments below. I truly believe that this is the best certification and program on the market because you're not just learning the psychology, you also have time within the program to learn the business. You have a program you can start selling. You have coaching, coaches that are in your corner. We call it the coaching corner calls where we do high level business conversations and a ton of fun. You know what I mean? Like it's so supportive. And then after your year is done, you do have the ability to stay on because I know what it's like to find a tribe and like you don't want to leave. So put coach in the comments below, you guys. I know that if you are brewing your own coaching business, imposter syndrome certainly could be something that's held you back. And because we know that that's part of the process, we've tailored the program to give you every single step necessary. So you learn the skills, you have the chance to practice them, grow that coaching confidence, and launch your business seamlessly. Before even potentially or even certified people have clients that are ready to go because we've taught them how to do so. So we don't have to have imposter syndrome as a coach. You don't have to spin your wheels for years trying to figure it out. You don't have to keep looking up YouTube videos or, you know, piecemealing something together. In order to be a good coach, one of the first things you need to do is figure out an effective program. Like when you have a program you love, you can shout it from the rooftops. And we take away that guesswork because we allow you to sell 90-day U-turn, the exact program you just went through and had your own transformations in. So I may be a bit biased, but I think it's the best thing ever. And I'm so proud of the coaches that are continuing to get certified and launching their own businesses. It's really powerful. So if you are interested in learning more, comment coach below. Let's have a conversation, no obligation, just a chit chat about what you're looking for and see if this year-long certification and business program is exactly what you need to get your dream life business off the ground. So have an awesome day, you guys. Thanks for hanging on with me live. I appreciate you. Big hugs and we'll see you next week. Bye.